Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Laughing.
Tim has been everywhere throughout the Bay Area, first of all. Everybody knows Tim. And the second thing is, he's been on podcast telecom. Man, that shit is huge. He's on there doing this funny shit, doing else. And man, you wrote this down for me. You have the worst handwriting in the world. You're not gonna talk to you this shit. This have Arca's wipeout. And it's like, can spell the
that'd be A B C.
This hold on. What the hell are they doing? What the Arca, huh?
Doctor.
No, wipeout is the last word. That one I got you. The first word. Am I lying? That's right.
All
right.
No,
no man. Good my boy Tim. Tim is one of the funniest comedians out here, y'all. I want y'all to give Tim back a round of applause. He's going to come up here and do his thing. Tim in the house. Come on, Tim, baby.
Thank you for that great introduction. You work hard to establish a name for yourself, and it really pays off. That's the thing. You may have seen this guy all around the Bay Area, just all around. If you look around, here he is. There he is. Sometimes he's a rooster's teeth feather, sometimes just hanging out under a bridge with some riddles. Like, hey, everybody.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we discuss the Oscars, Facebook privacy settings, and drawing dicks on people. Wait, what? And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Someone noticed you didn't call them motherfuckers last week. Dismayed.
So dismayed.
They were I'll call you motherfuckers twice. Motherfuckers.
There you go. Now you've been double motherfuckered.
Yep, double motherfuckered.
Kind of very white, the way I just pronounced motherfuckers just there.
Now you've been double motherfuckered.
It didn't sound like Krusty.
Motherfuckers.
The tangent of the motherfuckers and the square root of pi.
Wait, now you're doing the geek Simpsons character? That nerdy guy?
No, I was just doing...
Stop it.
Geek.
Stop.
Okay.
Desist.
All right.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast, and I'm a little bit high.
I'm Noah, the In and Tancast. What are you high on?
Percocet.
Hooray.
Why are you high on Percocet?
Because it has the happiest name of any medication ever. It's Perky.
That's not an answer to a fucking question.
Because
I'm Well, it is an answer, just not the answer you were looking for.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Noah. Thank you for defending me.
Really? Really, Noah? You're going to get behind this?
I'm not saying he's being very unhelpful, but he did give you an answer.
I can't fucking wait till you ask me a question. That's all I'm saying, Noah. Fucking I can't wait.
How you would say, Tim?
Blueberries, strawberries, and apples.
Perfect.
So to answer Tim's question in the manner that Tim demands, I'm a 35-year-old with the back of a 75-year-old. So, woke up in excruciating back pain and took some of the many fine medications that the doctor had prescribed for me for just such an occasion, including, apparently, all of the Percocet it takes to make me a little high, which is half a pill.
You pussy.
I am.
Stop being such a pussy-ass.
Don't let Andy near your narcotics, kiddies. He'll take a nap.
I love how you say, like, Tim demands, as though, like, I have unreasonable expectation for answering a question.
You do!
Could you answer a question in the to give me the information I am actually asking for in said question? No, I want to say nonsense!
Yeah.
You dingleberry.
I think that sums it up nicely, yeah.
That you're a dingleberry? Okay, good. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Fair enough.
Dingleberry.
You are the poop that sticks to my butt hair.
Oh. I've often wondered, like, does butt hair really, really serve a purpose?
Yes.
I was born in the butt hair. You merely adopted it.
Okay.
No, if I wax that butt hair, will it be...
It would be very painful for you. Perhaps he's wondering why a man would shave his ass, then fail to powder the cheeks.
I was going to do a shave my ass, or your ass, or ass thing, but you beat me to it.
Thank you.
Good job.
And he beat you to shaving his ass.
Woohoo! I win!
As well he should. He's a hairy man.
Mm. I don't know, Tim's got a pretty hairy ass.
Yeah, I know Tim doesn't like talking about that.
Also, Tim apparently couldn't come up with a comeback, and so he opened his mouth too, and all that came out was...
Oh, I thought that was like, hey, don't be talking about my ass on here.
Nope, that was my witty retort.
Well, good job, Tim. Take that!
Fuck, he told him. What did he tell him? Nothing.
I'm just gonna open my mouth and drool a little. Then you'll understand.
This is how I feel about this topic.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Why not?
If we must.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
With delight, we'll keep you smiling, baby, deep into the night. We're gonna have a lot of hot and dirty fun, but now I'm running out of sexy comedy puns. Time for Ten Laughs, Ten Laughs, Ten Laughs.
They have been absent for many weeks.
Many meets.
Fuck, I don't know what happened. Starting last night at my show, I haven't been able to talk correctly.
That's got to be a tough thing on stage.
Yes.
Hey, I'm
If I can, I'll drop some clips in at the end. It's just fucking... I'm like, good thing I don't talk for a living.
Oh.
Did you have a stroke, Tim?
I don't think so. Very, very heavy burtation. Do you know that clip that I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, yes.
It was like, yeah, a year ago, at I want to say the Grammys, and this reporter was trying to, like, they're like, what's going on out there, reporter? And she's and just all of a sudden, just nonsense just started coming out of her mouth, and you just look at her face like, what's happening? I almost made the intro to our Tancast that week, because it happened just as I was editing it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put it in front, and then all of a sudden, there was all these comments on it, like, she's having a stroke, stop laughing, this isn't funny. I'm like, all right, I took it off, and then a couple days later, she came out and said it wasn't a stroke, it was just... overtired or whatever, and I was like, damn it, I missed it. I had a chance to strike while the iron is hot.
I thought something actually did happen to her.
Well, something happened, but it wasn't like...
Interesting.
She had the fun kind of Tourette's.
Not Tourette's, it was just like, instead of the words she wanted to say, nonsense was coming out. Anyway, Tan laughs.
Oh, human brains.
This one is from Lindsay.
Lindsay, you say?
Hey, girl.
What do you say?
Lohan?
How you living?
Lohan?
Lohan.
No, it's not Lohan. From Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan?
Who I maintain is actually still hot.
Lohan?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say no.
Well,
2-1. Tim's overruled.
Doesn't matter.
She looks kind of hot, messish.
I mean, you have to catch her on the right day. I'll give you that. You can't just, you can't, it's not just that, show up.
Oh, you mean the right day is in like 5 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree to you, but the right day was a long time ago.
It's not just a fluff and fold situation where it's all just good to go at any time. Yeah.
You'd be like, right there, like when they invented a time machine and you went back in time.
That's the right day.
Lindsay, put the cocaine down. And dear God, eat something.
This is drugs. This is your Lindsay Lohan on drugs.
Just hold up a picture. Remember these titties? You could keep them.
The milk's gone sour.
I give these titties.
I'm just saying, she's still hot enough to bang. That's all I'm saying.
I may give you that. So, I'll have to look her up.
So that's why she remains on my top five.
Sad.
Listen, man, it could happen. That's the other important part.
Oh, this is true.
He has better chance now.
Exactly. This isn't some Anne Hathaway never going to happen. This is Lindsay Lohan. Sure.
She's almost at that perfect like tipping point of like, you're still attractive, but down in the dumps enough that you may fuck me.
Exactly. Not even down in the dumps. She just makes poor decisions constantly.
Tim's just walking around with a tiny vial of pure Colombian. And if the cops ever stop, they'll tell him, no. It's not for me. It's for when I meet Lindsay.
It's the low end contingency. Oh, and they pull out theirs. We all know what you're talking about. Everyone's got to have their low end contingency.
Yeah, if you have, ever it does happen, Tim, you can get a shirt that says, I'm Lindsay Lohan's bad decision.
You can get a shirt that says, I'm one of Lindsay
exactly.
Lohan.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, okay, fair enough.
And not only would I need a number, I'd need exponents.
To the 10th power.
I am Lindsay's 2.2 E27.
Do they have, like, exponents upon exponents?
Well, I mean, you can do it, but what I just did was scientific notation. So
what Lindsay Lohan has is triple exponents.
Oh, zing!
I get it. That's boring.
It is.
Yeah. None of this has anything to do with the fact that the very lovely Lindsay sent us some tan laughs, who was not Lindsay Lohan.
All right.
It was not a hot mess.
Correct.
You guys waited a little bit too long for that one.
I was going to try and make some sort of, like, you know, crafty joke on that, but I couldn't think of anything.
But it just had brain damage?
Now you're, like, you're cut off
the
delay.
She's a mess of hot. That was what I was trying to say. I was like, I know if I just mix these words up, I can make something good. And I was trying to say a mess of hot.
Yep, you missed it. The time is gone.
I know. Well, there you go.
Stop reaching for it, Andy. Just move on.
If you want to just take the time, cut this audio out, and paste it back in, that is all you. All right, so.
Tan laughs. Hello?
I think Tim cut out. Oh my God, Tim is the new Noah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Nothing? All right, fuck you guys.
Yep. Skype just went into thinking about it mode.
Ah. Oh, wait. I think Tim's back.
I let her.
Yeah. I was like, why are you guys not laughing at my fucking hilarious jokes?
We're just sitting here to ourselves. I guess we lost Tim. Hey, Tim. And then all of a sudden it sounded like a Nintendo, an old-school Nintendo beatboxing when you came back.
I didn't know old-school Nintendo's beatboxed.
It was like...
They don't.
All right, so how far did I get?
You before the joke.
Hot mess.
Oh.
Mess
oh,
of hot.
Jesus. Okay, well, here's what... Okay, so I was reading what she actually wrote. Hi, guys, I'm still listening. And I said, she's probably not anymore. Midway through this intro, she turned it off. I haven't forgotten about you. Sorry, which was in parentheses for some reason. I haven't forgotten about you. Sorry?
Don't be sorry.
I'm sorry, I haven't forgotten about you. I'll work on that better. Why don't you knock yourself in the head or something?
I'm trying to forget about you guys.
Lindsay, you need to have more confidence in what you're thinking. Words fail me.
Excellent. In a fit of day off boredom, I stumbled upon.
Waka waka.
These puns, and I thought I would share with you.
Lost him again.
Oh, dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Well, how you doing, Ann?
I'm doing well. Noah, how are you doing?
Not bad.
I almost called you Tim because I'm so used to it being Noah who's gone during these little interludes. Also, the aforementioned Percocet.
Sounds like it's making you happy.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, my back still hurts, but I care less about it. It's like, fuck you, back.
It hurts, but that's okay.
Welcome back, Tim.
You missed it. I could still hear you guys while apparently you couldn't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading the joke, and Andy just starts talking, and I just snapped. I was like, shut the fuck up, Andy! I'm in the middle of a goddamn joke! And then you guys said nothing. I was like, hello? Noah didn't laugh or comment or anything? I was like, oh, okay. Now I see what happened.
You know what, Andy? One time we should just do that, even though we can't hear him.
I hate.
No, unfortunately.
Right, let me read this goddamn joke.
Unfortunately, Noah, you having said that, I'm going to try to jump on that way too quick.
wait a couple episodes, Addie. Wait until he forgets about it.
Okay, hang on. I'm making a note.
You're both pieces of shit. Why are you making a note?
Pretend.
You don't have to make a note out loud. Can I read the fucking joke before I fucking call Fox off again?
Penis.
All right, let me read his joke.
Andy.
What?
Shut up.
Let the little man read his joke.
All right. Go ahead.
Fuck you.
Go ahead, little man.
Get your little man right here. Stick in your fucking ear.
Go ahead, Tim.
Shut up! The grasshopper walks into a bar.
Go ahead,
and
Tim.
And the bartender says, "Shut the fuck up, Andy!" Grasshopper walks into a goddamn bar. The bartender says, "Hey, we have a drink named after you." The grasshopper says, "Really? You have a drink named Steve?"
Ba-dum-bump.
That was so worth it.
It was.
The baby seal walks into a bar, and the bar says, "What do you have?" And the seal says, "Anything but a Canadian club."
Are the Canadians known for clubbing baby seals?
Are they ever? I have no idea.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like...
Just accept it and let's move on.
Maple syrup and baby seal Go ahead, Tim.
A three-legged dog walks into a bar and says, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw."
I get it.
A hamburger walks into a bar and the bartender says, "I'm sorry, we don't serve food here."
Racist.
A snake slithers into a bar, and the bartender says, "I'm sorry, but we can't serve you." "Why not?" asks the snake. The bartender says, "Because you can't hold your liquor."
Oh, no hands.
Or maybe he means tongue, because it's always going out.
Shut up! Two peanuts walked into a bar, and one was assaulted. There, I'm done. There's more, but I'm done. There, fucking fuck, fuck! Talk all you want, you fucking talkity-talk, talk, talk!
Go ahead, Tim.
That was funny to me.
Just like that.
Go ahead, Tim.
Ooh, I am way too amused with me. All right, no, you want to go next?
You should pick up Percocet all the time.
I should.
No, you shouldn't.
It makes you funny.
It makes me fun.
He's going to turn into the next Jay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm okay
falling
with that.
Out.
Okay. I got one.
Do it.
Although this joke does not make any sense to me, but I'm going to read it anyways. This is from Tyler. It said, "Why did the vampire go crazy at Burger King?"
I don't know. Why?
He saw that ketchup and wanted a transfusion.
What?
No soap. Radio.
So... I'm sorry, Tyler, I don't get your joke. If you explain it to me, that'd be great.
I mean, I guess he thought the ketchup was blood, but I don't know why he would want a transfusion.
Yeah, he should want to drink it. I'm confused. I'm confused and frightened.
Tyler just fucked us all. He's like, "Yeah, I just set off a comedy bomb."
I know, wouldn't it be funny, like, a week later, we're like, "Oh, I get it.
French class." Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, peeps.
Yeah. That was after the, what do you call that? Where the screen, like, fades into a circle?
Mm-hmm.
Circle wipe.
Or whatever? No, it's not a wipe. Whatever.
It's not important.
Yeah. It's like, meow. And then it, like, opened back up again for the I Get It French class, didn't it?
Yep.
That was good times. Hey, everybody! It's...
Welcome to Andy Brain, the show to a halt to describe specific parts of a joke we've already talked about.
Theater radio. All right, 10 left. This one's from Louisa, our number...
Tim likes to talk over Andy!
Number one mulatto fan. Sent only to me, so you guys can stop looking. It's just mine. Did you guys hear about the fire at the circus?
No.
It was intense. What did the Buddhist say to the hot dog vendor?
Nice nipples!
Make me one with everything.
Have you seen... I think Noah linked it in a past episode of Tancast where the reporter wants to tell a joke to the Dalai Lama, and he says... He goes into a pizza place and says, "Make me one with everything," and the Dalai Lama's like, "I have no idea." And the guy just starts laughing. He's like, "I knew that wouldn't work."
Yeah. That was pretty funny. So
what's the best way to carve wood?
With my dick.
My cock.
Wow. Nope. Whittle by whittle.
Oh, dear.
All right. That's it.
Is that it? Oh, okay.
We're done. Good night.
D-U-N.
Sweet.
So, did you guys watch the Oscars?
I did not.
I did. I watched way more of them than I thought I would.
Me too. Which is to say, all of them.
Yeah, like we let the thing get way ahead. Well, partially just because we were putting Michael down for sleep or whatever. So we let the...
You shot him?
Yeah, he's rabid.
Yep. I hate you both. And we were letting the... So there was plenty of, you know, lead time so we could fast forward all through all the boring shit. I think we watched almost everything except for the speeches for, like, the lesser awards.
Were they that interesting, or it just happened to work out that way?
Danelle was like, no, we can watch this part. We'll just watch this part. I'm like, all right.
All right, lady.
Here's what I would tell you. That James Bond salute or whatever sucked.
Yep.
Like, especially because it was originally billed as all the Bonds on stage together for the first time. Like, ooh, that'll be cool. And then a couple days beforehand, they're like, yeah, that's not what we're doing. And they're like, oh, but we're doing something just amazingly fabulous. What they did, Halle Berry introduced a montage of clips, and then Shirley Bassey sang Goldfinger kind of shittily.
Yep.
So were they originally going to have?
I think that was the plan, and then more than one of them said no, including, I think, Pierce Brosnan. Because TMZ caught up with Pierce Brosnan. They're like, so all the Bonds are going to be there. That's going to be cool. He's like, well, all except one. And he didn't say which one. But you could pretty much assume he met him.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, yeah, the Oscars are like, oh, no, we're not doing that. That was a rumor.
But you said you, in a publicity. What?
I don't think they ever made a press release, did they?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
So, Tim, did you make it through the Smodcast episode?
Nope. Fuck. No, Andy, the reason he's bringing this up is because it was him and his wife talking about the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
Thank God I am not married to Kevin Smith's wife. I would kill myself or her or both.
Really?
Fuck, she's annoying. Like, did you see, Noah, did you see the boobs number that Seth MacFarlane did?
I did not see anything.
Oh, you didn't even watch clips online?
Remember my prediction last week?
What was it?
It was that MacFarlane was going to make some joke that everyone is going to be so super mad about.
Apparently, The Onion made the joke that everyone was super mad about.
Really?
What was The Onion?
Oh, joke? They called that little girl from The Southern Wild. They're like, I know everyone's thinking it, but I'm going to come out and say it. You know, whoever that girl is a cunt.
Oh, yeah, fucking LeVar Burton was super angry about that.
I mean, on one hand, I'm like, that is a little harsh. But on the other hand, I'm like, it's just a joke. That kid's going to be all right.
Well, yeah, and the joke is obviously that the kid is not one.
Yes. I have not seen anything from the Oscars.
Okay, well, first of all, Seth MacFarlane comes out, does a couple jokes, and then all of a sudden this big screen comes down, and William Shatner as Captain Kirk is on there, and he says, I come back from the 23rd century to stop you from ruining the Oscars. He's like, what did I do that was so bad? He's like, well, you sang this song, and he punches up this video, and it's Seth MacFarlane going, we saw your boobs. We saw your boobs, and he just lists actresses in the crowd that have, you know, that are pretty famous that we've seen their boobs, like Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway and Halle Berry and whatnot. And a couple of times they cut away to, this was all pre-recorded, so they cut away to the actresses in the audience reacting, and it was pre-recorded react, like this was all prefabricated. This was a bit.
Yep.
And so, like, you know, I think Naomi Watts was like, what the fuck? And then at one verse he says, like, and we haven't seen Jennifer Lawrence's boobs at all, and they cut to Jennifer Lawrence and she's like, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Like, she does like this fist pump. And so Kevin Smith's wife immediately hates Seth MacFarlane for the, like, he's, fuck that guy, fuck him, no, he's a piece of shit, fuck him, fucking man, with his fucking man singing about boobs, fuck him. I'm like, fucking relax. And it wasn't just limited to that, anything he did after that, fuck him, fuck that guy, fuck you. Like, he does this joke where he's introducing the family from Sound of Music. Like, that was the... Then he came, like, the spotlight keeps going over the door, and then nothing happens. And finally, a Nazi runs in and goes, "They're gone!" Which is, like, a joke from the movie.
Yep.
And Kevin Smith's like, "That was funny." And Jennifer Schwalbach's like, "Fuck him! Fuck that guy! Fuck him! Fuck him! Fuck!" And that was where I turned it off the second time.
It just sounded dull. Like, they did not sound excited about it. They're just like... Here's the honest. I mean, and also I didn't see it, so maybe that's why I was a little less interested. I'm like, well, they're talking about shit I didn't even see.
And they pissed on Anne Hathaway's acceptance speech for no reason. Like, fuck you! You're never gonna give an acceptance speech, you fucking talentless fat fuck!
Wow! You did not listen to the episode where he talked to the director of Looper, did you?
I made it about 10 minutes in before I was like, you know what? No, fuck it. I saw Looper. I don't need to hear Kevin Smith sucking the director's dick.
Okay, because, like, you know, because that guy tries to bring up the fact that Bruce Willis is an asshole any chance he gets, like, and he brought it up to the other guy.
Kevin Smith?
Yeah, Kevin Smith. And the guy who directed Looper is like, he seemed fine, he was good to me.
Maybe because I wasn't fucking stoned off my ass the whole time. Maybe they had something to do with it. You fat fuck!
Oh, man.
For the record, we love Kevin Smith's works, and we think that he tells a great story. We just don't think that
I loved Kevin Smith's works. I think it's starting at Zack and Miri, I stopped giving a shit.
We love Kevin Smith's early stuff.
Exactly. And I still like listening to his podcast, but man, sometimes you gotta fast forward through him.
Fair
as
enough.
As soon as he starts getting preachy about, like, what weed can do for you and how you need to do shit for yourself, like, fucking shut up! Fuck, now I know how right-wing people must feel when left-wing actors and actresses start going off on their own political rants. Like, fucking, this is not why I'm watching you. Tell a joke, sing a song, blow up a car, whatever, but fucking shut up.
Dance for me, monkey, dance.
Whew. But it was cool to see William Shatner as Captain Kirk again. That was cool.
It was.
And he was funny.
He was.
I think someone said the bit went on a little bit too long, though.
Yeah, I totally did. Someone said Will Shatner had more screen time than a lot of the award recipients.
Yes.
But it's like, he's like, what are you talking about? The bit's going fine. The show's going fine. And William Shatner's like, no, it's not. It's just the way he did it. And his Shatner, like, the pause there. No, it's not. I was like, he Shatnered it. That was it.
Fair enough.
Anything else stand out for the Oscars for you, Andy?
No, just... couple of good acceptance speeches. I thought that McFarlane did a decent job. Definitely better than Franco, who just seemed stoned off his ass the entire time.
Yeah, but if Franco is the bar we're measuring the hosts by, fucking, I would make a good host.
Yeah, I wanted to bring back Ricky Gervais. He was a little more dangerous than McFarlane was.
Ricky Gervais has only done the Golden Globes.
Oh, was it? I thought he did the Oscars. But you're right, he did the Golden Globes twice.
I did, like, he did that joke, like, he was talking about Django. I always pronounce the D, even when I'm not reading it.
Django?
Yeah.
Django?
He was like, Django Unchained is about this guy who goes to rescue his woman who's been a victim of, or guy who's in love with this woman who's a victim of violence or whatever. Or as Chris Brown and Rihanna call it, a date movie.
Oh.
And he goes, and the crowd goes, oh. He's like, oh, really? Well, don't worry. Oh, he goes, oh, those are the kind of jokes we thought he'd do.
Yeah, I love that. He's like, don't worry. That's the worst one. That's not the worst one.
You guys saw the tattoo that Chris Brown got that looks like Rihanna's face beat in.
Oh. Rihanna's face, what?
It kind of looks like Rihanna, and looks like she got beat up.
Oh, Chris Brown. He doesn't even give a fuck anymore. He's like, they'll still buy my albums, watch.
It's true. Like, but he says it's like a Day of the Dead mask or something.
I think he could pull her out on stage and start fucking beating her on stage, and people would still buy his records the next day.
He can name album I Beat the Shit at Rihanna Daily. and all the music is just him slapping around. People are like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, he could totally put right underneath that tattoo the words, I did this with my penis. And make that the album cover. Like, that's the album art.
Like, girls would still be like, hey, you know what? If Rihanna ain't mad, why are you mad? I've heard that more than once from women. I'm like, you would... where's Kevin Smith's annoying feminist wife when you need her?
Yes.
She's like, imagine she's getting beat out. Like, oh, it never happens that women stay with a man, they beat them, and eventually kill them. No, that didn't happen at all.
You know, only when he's the right guy, and their love is so deep that it transcends the beatings. In which case, who are we to judge them? And his fists hitting her face.
I mean, she should have had the dinner ready. He warned her he was coming home at 6.
I'm laughing because that's inappropriate, not because I agree with it. I want that on record before Kevin Smith's wife organizes some fucking witch hunt. More like
Kevin Smith
a
and
bitch
his wife...
hunt. Bam!
They need more lube when they do anal because she is butt hurt.
Oh, also, I should point out, I am also glad I'm not married to Kevin Smith. Even if Kevin Smith looked like Jennifer Schwalbach, I am glad I'm not married to Kevin Smith.
They made a baby.
I don't know how far you made it into that episode, but he kept constantly saying, ask your boyfriend! And he would do it over and over again. And when he does an impression of his wife, he's always like, I'm like, fuck, why haven't they stabbed each other already?
I did hear the Oscar boyfriend bit a couple times. I think I only made it maybe like 10, 15 minutes in, if that.
Oh, you have no idea. I made an hour into that fucking abortion.
I was like, you know, I don't think this is going to get any better. I think I can not listen to this one.
Also, you were right.
They don't really have like a great banter together. Like, not like him and Scott Mosier.
Or Ralph Garman.
Yeah, Ralph Garman's good too.
Or Dave TomTom.
I don't know who that is. Hello?
And Andy's not going to explain it. He's just going to sit there, let us sit here in quiet, and he's going to, let me grind this to a halt for a second.
Yeah. My mind went blank. The Percocet kicked in again.
You asshole.
I got a little rant. Fucking people who are on Facebook who bitch and moan like, Facebook's revealing your information. fucking need to stop using Facebook.
Yeah. Simple solution.
Like, A, because they give incorrect information on how to fix the shit. And I'm like, that's not going to work. Do you even know how Facebook works? Like, if you
bro,
don't know
do
how
you
works...
use Facebook?
Come on, bro.
I can't believe I got that big a laugh from an insert meme here.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I like memes.
I'm telling you, he should be on Percocet all the fucking time.
That's another thing. It was short and it made sense.
Hey, what does it do to your liver, Andy? Can you take it on a regular basis? Would you be all right?
I don't know.
Oh, don't fuck around with your liver. That shit. Not a happy time.
But yeah, someone posted about, like, you know, Facebook is going to show your likes to other people. You know, do these settings, and then it will fix it. And if you don't do this, I'm going to have to delete my friends. I need to keep my data private. I'm like, A, all that does is remove certain information from my feed that I see of you. And B, if you're fucking worried about shit being private, don't put it on the fucking internet. I mean, or I should say, don't put it on Facebook. Like, there are other ways to control, like, you know, better ways to put stuff on the internet and have a better lock on who's going to see it. And Facebook is not the place to do it. I mean, they do have privacy settings, but it's like they want to monetize you. And the way they do that is to get eyeballs on your information.
Yep. So the old saying goes, if there's something on the internet and it's free, it's because you're the product they're selling.
Exactly. And I'm okay with that. Like, I realize that is a situation we're in, and I appreciate what Facebook provides me, so I will gladly give them my data.
Except for Tancast. Tancast is free because it's cheap, and we have huge egos.
We are not selling your shit. Well, we'll get around to
it. Tancast is free. It's because if we charge a nickel for it, it would be dead tomorrow.
A buck a show. That's all we ask.
Yep. The cost of Tancast is your time putting up with this jibba-jabba.
Jibba-jabba.
Okay, so here, I saw you post about this on Facebook, Noah, mm-hmm. I was trying to find the blog, but a while back on the days of MySpace, I had posted
Let me address that. I would say my feelings have changed since the days of MySpace.
Aha!
I haven't always felt this way. Before, I was like, I keep my shit locked down. But, so here's my thinking.
it goes even deeper. Like, I feel I wasn't, like, in my marriage, I wasn't as open as I could have been. And I feel like just being open is better. So, like, everything I post now is pretty much public. And I do that for a couple reasons. Because it's like, A, if you don't hide anything, nothing's going to come back to get you later on. B, it's going to be open. And also, C, it makes me think about what I'm going to post. And, like, you know, hey, if I don't want everyone to see this, maybe I shouldn't post this.
That's a way to go.
Because, yeah, then you don't have to worry about, like, oh, I fucking hate my job, my fucking boss sucks, and I think I hated it, or maybe I did hide it, but one of my friends knows someone I work with and told someone else, and it's like, and it gets back, and I get in trouble. It's like, well, like, man, that wasn't really worth it. Like, if I want to bitch about my job, I can bitch about that to my friends. I don't need to put it on, like, Facebook.
I can just see Noah getting called in. No, we heard that you posted that you were angry with about your job, and you hate your boss, and whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, we wanted to kind of talk to you about, you know, why is this being posted on the internet? Oh, well, maybe we should find out why you're such a coolo.
Wow.
All right, that wasn't funny, Andy. I'm sorry.
You both kind of laughed, so I'm going to take it.
Just kind of like, really,
yeah,
Andy?
Take it. Take it!
Yeah, I'm going to take it all.
So that's my rant. I'm like, hey, like, stop posting about this shit that's wrong. Like, do a little research. Figure out if that's right. And then B, if you don't want your shit on the internet, just don't put it on the internet. Like, But I would, like Tim said, like, I have not always felt this way.
Back in the day, MySpace had this advertisement. It was from a company called Jamster. And this frog that anytime you clicked on a page that had that ad on it, it would be like, bling, 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 bling. So it would be really loud and annoying.
Oh my God. I remember that thing.
I think it was
terrible.
And
I remember just my feed flooded with people complaining about the fucking Jamster frog. And I was like, what the fuck? It's free. And Noah's like, well, it's not really free because they need us to be, so they need to keep us fucking happy. And so if we say we don't want that, then they should say that.
Yeah, I mean, that is the case. I mean, that, you know, that is the reason Facebook has these privacy settings, is, like, they need to find that balance between, like, monetizing you and keeping you happy. Fucking having an annoying sound when you roll over it is not a way to keep people happy and want to use their website. I will never back down the fucking Jamster frog. I think it was a piece of shit.
You can still think it's a piece of shit, but it was the people who were like, fucking MySpace, I can't find the blog, but it was like, this is intolerable, this is unacceptable, like, fucking relax. You're making a lot of demands for somebody who's not paying for this shit.
This is true, right? In that case, I did not have to use it, so you're correct, but I still stand by the fact that they do have to find a balance. So yes, you know, that lady is, you know, she obviously, but, like, she doesn't understand how it works. So, like, you can hide. The problem is, like, if you put something that other people can see, like, if I put something public and people like it and comment on it, other people can see that. I think that's how it works. But if you put it to only friends, no one else is going to see that. Or friends of friends. So that's the problem. Like, I think sometimes the default setting is friends of friends. And so, obviously, people who are friends of your friends can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think the other thing is people need to take responsibility and have a better understanding of, like, what the privacy settings do and what are out there. Obviously, and also, I mean, and to be fair, like, Facebook doesn't provide – they're getting better, but I don't think they're as granular as people want them to be. Like, I think people even want more granular privacy controls. And obviously, you know, they have an incentive not to do that somewhat, but they have to strike that balance of, like, you know, A, I want to keep people happy, but B, I want to fucking sell your information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. I think that that summarizes it. That encapsulates it.
I just want to see old Noah and young Noah fight. That's all I want.
Yes. You know what? I think old Noah wins because young Noah was out of shape.
True.
I did ride my bike everywhere.
Yeah, but
I would say when Noah, after young Noah got a car, that then I was like, oof. I don't know if I ever told you this. Like, when I first started working out, like, I went on, like, a 2.75-mile walk with a friend, and my foot hurt. Like, I was limping because, like, my foot was like, I'm so out of shape, this fucked me up. I can't walk that far.
I think I know. I've hurt that muscle in my foot before, like, your arch.
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time, actually, especially walking around Disneyland.
That probably means you need to walk more. Well, I don't know, means you walk more.
No,
it would help if you.
So.
It would help if you walked more.
I'm with Tim.
I think it means I need to walk less. I think.
A bunch of people at work were talking about how, like, oh, man, I used to be able to run this much, and, you know, now I can only run this far. I was like, oh, man, I feel the same way. Like, this one time I parked my car a long way away, and it took me forever to walk over to where it was, and then I sat down and drove everywhere else.
I saw Taken 2. It was not as good as Taken 1. It was just, like, more... He wasn't as badass in this movie. And also, it was more of his family. His daughter got involved in the thing. I'm like, fucking, she's not Liam Neeson?
No.
She's hotter than Liam Neeson. You gotta give her that.
True. Yeah,
I'll give you that. I just, you know, I wanted just more Liam Neeson to be a badass. He didn't have an awesome speech.
Yeah, I kind of could tell from the trailer. I'm like, yeah, he's not gonna be able to give an awesome speech.
What I have is a particular set of skills. So, there you go.
I was born with this particular set of skills.
You merely adopted them.
I love how shitty our Bane is getting.
Getting?
Pretty soon it's like, I was born with a set of skills. You merely adopted like, them.
Perhaps he's wondering why you're a Spider-Man. Because shooting a man and then throwing him out of a plane would be silly.
So silly.
If I take that mask off, would you die?
It would be very painful for you.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Waka waka.
I just leaned on the volume and turned you guys way down. There we go.
Yeah.
Well said. Oh, I have to tell this story before we get out of here. I was at a comedy show last night for Phil Johnson's birthday.
Oh, good old Phil
Johnson, a comedian. It was actually streamed on the internet. I know a couple people watched. Grace tried to watch it, and it kept messing up for her, but she saw some of my set. I don't know if she made it to the end, because that's where the action was. There was a dude in the audience. Mm-hmm. Fell asleep. Like, he just kept nodding and nodding and nodding, and finally he was just fucking out. And then the other comedian's like, we should draw a dick on him. Like, you know, when you fall asleep at a frat party. Or I can't remember. Somebody said it. Somebody said, like, draw a dick on him. I don't think it was the comedian. I don't think it was Phil. And I know it wasn't me. And he's like, oh, my
sure
gosh.
It wasn't
this
you.
Comedian. And he pulled a Sharpie out of his bag and drew a cock on the dude's neck and signed it. All with the permission of his wife. Who did let us know midway through the drawing that he was a lawyer. So I was like, I would like to for the record, I am a coward, and I was not involved in this, and I did not encourage this.
I don't have any money.
Yeah, so don't fall asleep at a comedy show. Someone might draw a cock on your neck.
And how do you not wake up? Like...
Like, and people were cheering and laughing and clapping all right next to him. Nothing. He was dead asleep.
Like, not only that, but, like,
the
someone,
right,
like, touching you.
The Right Honorable Cockneck Esquire.
Like, with, like, I don't know. Yeah. I think I would wake up, like, what the fuck's going on? Who's touching me with what?
Right, no. Next time you fall asleep near me, I'm going to see how gently I can draw a cock on your neck. We'll put this to the test for science.
Well, yeah. We'll see.
I was just like, what? Wait, what? No, don't really do it. Like, I made a joke about putting his bra in the freezer. That was all I was saying. That's just jokes.
Silly.
Now he's going to murder us all.
No, he's more like going to sue you all.
Yep. That's what they do. Those lawyers.
Somehow he'll figure a way to sue you, Tim, just for being there and not stopping it.
The comedian was like, don't worry, my girlfriend's a boxer. I'm like, she can't box a lawsuit. By the way, his boxer girlfriend... Hot.
Fair enough.
I was sitting next to her during the show, and he was talking about her in his act, and he's like, my girlfriend is actually bisexual, which I don't know if you know, the Latin root of that word is from the word perfect. And I laughed way too loud just because I wasn't expecting that as the punchline of the joke, and she sort of looked at me like, I'm like, fuck it, whatever.
Too late. What you gotta do?
Too late. You are already in the spank bank. You can't get out.
Control S.
I got the tightest, securest spank bank ever.
Or if you're
nope,
on a mat.
Not even Ocean's 11 can break into this spank bank.
Your wife did a color run.
Yes, she did. For those of you who aren't aware, the color run is where you run, what is it? It's a 5K, and people throw balls of powdery color at you.
Okay.
So you, by the end of it, you look like Walt Disney threw up on you. That was a line from our friend Joe talking about. He was in a college class, and somebody had over-highlighted. You can say that out loud.
All right.
Anyway, somebody had over-highlighted their book, like all these different highlighters, just highlighting every single sentence in the book with different highlighters. And the professor goes, what the hell is that? How is that going to help anything? It looks like Walt Disney threw up on your book. And I always thought that was a funny line.
It is.
And in the middle of that, Andy typed in our little chat window, Tim's already imagining the boxer doing his wife.
In the color run.
In Technicolor. In fabulous Technicolor.
Oh, shit, your vagina's blue.
The bedroom is a carousel of color. Wonderful, horny, full color.
Yeah,
my
I don't.
Disney peeps got that.
Yeah, I don't understand it. The color run. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't understand it. It's fun. But it's just like I'm like I don't think I would participate in that.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just like I don't need people throwing shit at me while I run.
Apparently, the gal that one of the gals that my wife was running with got biffed hard in the face with a lot of blue, like all at once. And Danielle's like, "We have to stop running because I need to start laughing."
Now you look like angry Smurf.
Actually, no, she was laughing. It was funny to her as well. So it didn't hurt. It was just like all of a sudden, just blue.
Well, that's like, does it sting your eyes? Does it taste nasty?
I must not, because nobody had color on their teeth.
Someone blew her friend. That's funny.
What's all this blue on your dick?
Oh. As soon as Danielle walked in the door, Michael saw her and goes, dirty.
You're like, oh, you have no idea, son.
Hey.
Oh, that's over the line? I'm sorry.
You were almost...
Did you not hear what I said?
You almost swallowed, Michael. I'm just letting you know.
Oh now.
This is one of my favorite like rips on a hip-hop line. It's like, your mother should have swallowed you. I'm yeah. like, oh.
I wish I'd put you in your mother's butt.
You're almost a poop baby.
Oh, naughty.
All right, let's wrap this up. Anyone else has got anything to add? Me and Tim are going to hang out today with our buddy Jeff.
Oh, shit. Yay. Not only are we going to... Okay, so here's several things that are... There are three things that are happening today. We're going to hang out with Jeff, uh-huh. and we're going to go to Red Lobster.
That's two.
Sorry, that's all one.
Oh.
Also, if Noah and or Jeff are curious, they get to try the new chicken and waffle flavored potato chips from Lay's and the garlic, cheesy garlic bread potato chips from Lay's.
Noah's curious.
I would try.
I bought
cheesy.
A bag, so you don't have to. You can eat as many as I did and go, ugh, I regret things.
I would try the cheesy garlic bread, I think.
I would try chicken and waffles.
What?
Yeah, they, yeah, well, you can try them. I will bring them.
And I think if we have time, we're going to record a little TNG cast.
Oh, are we?
I mentioned to Jeff he was down. I assume you would be down.
No.
Well, I can hear myself talk some more. Fucking get me in there.
Fuck you.
And the cherry on top of the... Although, are we... Well, we can discuss it later. But the cherry on top of this Sunday... Sunday, yeah, yeah.
Because it's Sunday, people. That's why that's hilarious.
Sunday. Oh, sorry.
What?
Is, who are we going to see, Tim? Who are we going to see?
We are going to see Han Solo, Indiana Jones, President John Marshall, Jack Ryan, whoever his character's name was in 6 Days, 7 Nights. That's right. Harrison Ford is coming to San Jose, and we get to be there.
Wait, what? I can't do the fucking... Do the impression that Ralph Garman does of him. But he says, like, a word.
Oh, he... What is it?
Penitent man. That
was a little sad. I was a little
let down. Depends, it, like, it depends... The situation, it'll change. He'll put a word in, depending on the answer he's giving.
Cineclist, movies.
Is that what he's going to be there, Cineclist?
Yeah, he's going to be for. He's going to get the Maverick Award for the Cineclist Film Festival.
All right.
It's a shame that neither Tom Cruise or Mel Gibson has ever gotten the Maverick Award.
Maverick.
Oh. I get it.
Or
now.
James Garner.
Hey everybody, I'm taking off my pants. Just letting you know.
All right.
Yeah, now it's a party. Anyway, so yeah,
release
so we're gonna
the Kraken.
Fuck, I wish there was like some ceremony for me to pull my cock out of my pants.
You just have to yell release the Kraken.
No, but I went, what did they did some stuff before the release of the Kraken. I wish they would do that. Noah's cock is
here comes ginormous penis. It is so huge, it will surely make you choke.
Before we begin, these four rows must stand back.
Noah's cock is so big, a Pegasus flies around it.
Warning, you might get wet.
First seven warning, rows will get wet.
You might drown in cum.
So I don't know if there's going to be a Q&A thing at this Harrison Ford thing or not, but I'm excited. I hope there is. I want to ask him about Star Wars 7.
Tim wants to hop up. Mr. Ford, quick question. Can I blow you?
My wife said Andy, follow up.
My wife said it was cool.
You're on my list.
It's you and Lohan.
Sadly, you almost look about the same.
Sadly, she doesn't own a ranch in Montana.
Oh, also before we go, I do want to mention that it's March, and I decided I'm going to blog every day in the month of March again. So it's March Blog Madness 2!
Have you done 3 blog posts already?
I have.
Oh, I need to check the site more. I'm not.
Yeah. Oof. Neither's anyone else. That's why I decided to start blogging every day.
Oh, man.
That's all we got. We don't have iTunes anymore. We got to get some reason to get people to go to these blogs.
Yep.
Speaking of which, Andy, any progress on that end with the...
Where in the world is episode 207? Oh, wait, that's not what we're talking about.
One thing at a time. No, just being on here with you guys was reminding me. I will try my best to make iTunes my bitch again.
Where in the world is Tancast on iTunes?
Yeah. I don't know. Ask iTunes. I keep asking and getting shitty answers.
Fuck you, iTunes. We want to get back on.
I need to go so I can make it to Tim.
Okay.
So we need to stop. And, you're doing it like Harrison Ford.
And thanks to Louisa this week, I hate puns.
And remember, never trust Kevin Smith's wife to not go on a feminist rant.
More like rants, plural.
Rants.
Nope, there's just one rant. One rant, many faces.
All right, goodbye. Thanks for listening to this episode of Tancast. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs, because we're not on iTunes anymore. But you can take our RSS feed, which is linked on Tancast.com, put it into your iTunes, and subscribe to us from there. And you've also got our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and our official Tancast store, all available at Tancast.com. As always, thank you to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme, and we will catch you next time on another exciting episode of Tancast.
Tancast.
This grasshopper walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Shut the fuck up, Andy! I'm in the middle of a joke and you're talking over me!" Hello? Am I gone again? Yep. I'm gone again. Motherfucker.